morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, October 28th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Chocolate Day. This decadent day celebrates chocolate's rich history from ancient cacao ceremonies to modern treats, inspiring chocolatiers, home bakers, and candy lovers to share joyful bites. Join a sweet celebration with friends or savor a quiet chocolate tasting at home. And don't forget to indulge and celebrate. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with 2+ feet waves rolling in from the west. Conditions will shift to fair by late morning, then become choppy around noon as the wind picks up to 7 miles per hour. By the afternoon, expect 2 to 3 feet waves with onshore winds around 5 to 8 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 3-foot incoming mid-tide when the west-northwest swell is 2 feet at 10 seconds and the sideshore wind is 0 mile per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 4.5 feet at 1:15 p.m., followed by a half-foot low tide at 10:15. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with waves around 2 feet on Wednesday, making for easy paddling. Thursday sees a slight increase with 2 to 3 feet in fair conditions throughout the day. Friday brings the most size, building to 3 to 5 feet, with cleaner faces in the evening, perfect for those seeking bigger surf. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 64 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:02, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:07. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny weather today, with a high near 72. And a light breeze out of the west. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 62 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 75 and a light northwest wind of around 5 miles per hour. Patchy fog is possible late Thursday night and again each night into the weekend. While Thursday through Saturday stay mostly sunny with highs slipping from near 71 on Thursday to the upper 60s by Friday and Saturday, and lows around 60 to 62. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the fate of San Diego's most prestigious youth soccer program lies in the hands of the city council. On Tuesday, city leaders will discuss a lawsuit threatening San Diego Surf Soccer's operations. For decades, San Diego Surf has used the polo fields in Del Mar, owned by the city. A recent lawsuit from neighboring homeowners questions the club's ability to continue at the fields, putting the massive soccer program at risk. The lawsuit alleges the city allowed the organization to violate lease terms. Representatives will present a new lease to the council to support the youth soccer program. Athletes and parents submitted more than 1,500 letters of support. Supporters are pleading with the council to approve the new lease for the fields. San Diego Surf Sports generate an annual economic impact of $120 million. Now on to sports. The National Basketball Association is facing a gambling crisis after a sitting head coach, a current player, and a former player were all arrested in connection with two federal indictments related to illegal gambling on games and rigged poker games that had mafia ties. Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, and former NBA player Damon Jones are facing criminal charges. Federal authorities allege the extensive scheme spanned years, involving more than 30 co-defendants. Billups and Rozier have been placed on immediate leave from their teams. And last night, on Monday Night Football, the Chiefs blew out the Commanders in Kansas City, 28-7. Patrick Mahomes was 25 for 34, with 299 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. The Chiefs are now 5-3 after their rough start, and the Commanders fall to 3-5. Now, on to the World Series. In an extra inning nail-biter, the Dodgers were able to outlast the Blue Jays, winning 6-5 to take the series lead 2-1. Freddie Freeman was the hero, with a homer in the bottom of the 8th. Game 4 is tonight, remaining in Los Angeles, with Bieber facing Ohtani at 8 Eastern on Fox. In local sports, Point Loma High School's football team will be playing to make dreams come true at home on October 31st against Eastern League foe St. Augustine. The Pointers enter the game with a remarkable 9 wins and no losses, aiming for an undefeated regular season. The St. Augustine Saints are in second place with a record of 4 wins and 5 losses. Head coach Ryan Price acknowledged the challenge, stating, "Saints is going to come in motivated and give us all they've got." The Pointers hope to secure a high seed in the California Interscholastic Federation playoffs, with pairings announced on November 1st. A successful season could lead to their first championship since 1991. In top news, Hurricane Melissa, with no relation to me, by the way, has made its way to Jamaica after strengthening to a Category 5 storm with sustained winds of 175 miles per hour. Authorities have started mandatory evacuations across the island as they move to close the nation's airports. More than 800 emergency shelters have opened following extensive damage in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Mathi Capucci, a senior meteorologist at MyRadar, emphasizes that this will be an unprecedented event for Jamaica. The storm could lead to widespread destruction, flooding, and long-lasting humanitarian crises. A miracle is needed to avert disaster as the storm approaches. In business news, Wall Street's main indexes reached record closing highs for the second day in a row, as investors remained optimistic about a U.S.-China trade deal and anticipated high-profile technology earnings. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet on Thursday to discuss a framework that could alleviate U.S. tariffs and China's rare earth export limitations. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent expressed hopes regarding China purchasing U.S. soybeans, which contributed to easing tensions. The S&P 500 gained over 82 points, while the NASDAQ composite rose by over 430 points. Shares of U.S.-listed Chinese companies also experienced gains. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% to about $114,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just over $4,100. And XRP is down 1% to $2.64. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Amazon plans to lay off as many as 30,000 workers, starting as early as Tuesday, according to sources familiar with the matter. This latest cost-cutting move aims to slim down the company and conserve cash. The job cuts could affect roughly 10% of the corporate workforce, spanning across various business units, including human resources and cloud computing. Amazon Chief Executive Andy Jassy has been reducing expenses, especially as the company invests in artificial intelligence. These layoffs would be the largest since 2022, when around 27,000 roles were eliminated. Amazon is also leveraging technology to boost efficiency and reduce the need for human workers. And in entertainment news, the new biopic, Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, starring Jeremy Allen White, has struggled at the box office, making just $9 million during its opening weekend in North America. Despite Bruce Springsteen's iconic status, the film fell short of its $55 million budget. Experts suggest Springsteen's clean image may have hindered its success, as his life lacks the dramatic peaks of other musical icons. With mixed reviews, the film is unlikely to compete for awards, contrasting with successful biopics like Bohemian Rhapsody. The top film this weekend was Chainsaw Man, an anime that earned $17 million, showcasing the growing popularity of Japanese animation. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and essayist, Walt Whitman. And he said, "The powerful play goes on, and you may contribute a verse." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.